Those are some of the world's largest companies. Well, what about the smallest companies, the entrepreneur trying to make it on his or her own? As part of our series on the future of capitalism, NPR's Wendy Kaufman explores the business climate for small-time innovators with big ideas.
Brian Lobsher is passionate about one thing, the space elevator. While it might sound like science fiction, it's a serious proposal to get things into space without using a rocket. For the project to work, you need cable that's ultralight and extremely strong.
And I believe it's going to be carbon nanotubes.
That's right, carbon nanotubes. Working from the spare bedroom of his Seattle-area home, the PhD astrophysicist is hoping to turn carbon-based material, so small you can't see it, into high-strength thread for industrial use.
I am looking at these scientific curiosities and saying, hey, we can take that and make something that people will actually buy.
Lobsher the scientist has become Lobsher the entrepreneur. While his idea is decidedly esoteric and perhaps overly ambitious, many of the challenges he's facing are common to nearly all new entrepreneurs. Their number one problem? Getting enough money.
I think it's always tough, and I think it's really tough now because of the economy. My advisors are telling me that, you know, monetary investment is going away. Not that no one is investing in anything, but people have raised the bar on the risk they're willing to take. So they want much more developed projects that are more assured before they put their money in.
He'd hoped to get hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now he's making do with about $40,000. With fewer dollars coming from private investors and less credit being offered to startups, entrepreneurs with big ideas will likely look to government spending priorities, stimulus funds, and research grants. In short, they'll follow the money.
There's nothing harder for an entrepreneur than to try and go against the wind.
Jim Phillips knows a thing or two about entrepreneurs. He's a highly regarded technology executive, an advisor to the U.S. Council on Competitiveness, and he heads an Arkansas-based venture capital fund. He says now more than ever,
you need the wind in your sails. And so any boost you can get, you need to take advantage of. There's billions and billions of dollars going into things like biomedical research and climate change and sustainability.
And there'll be money for things such as smart manufacturing and nanotechnology. Phillips adds that where federal dollars go, private investors are likely to follow. These days, those investors will have startups on a shorter leash, and entrepreneurs will need laser-like focus to develop bankable ideas more quickly and with less capital than in the past. And in these tight times, only the very best ideas are likely to survive. Still, there are factors working in favor of entrepreneurs, says Jerry Engel, executive director of the Lester Center at the University of California, Berkeley.
The message for the best and brightest is now is a great time to start a venture.
He's telling students not to take crazy risks, but to seize the moment while the economy is in disarray and many existing companies are hunkered down and not taking chances.
There are those white spaces, we like to call them, those opportunities for people to step into.
Plus, with so many people unemployed and underemployed, there are lots of talented people to hire. Carl Schramm, CEO of the Kauffman Foundation, which studies entrepreneurship, cites some of those same things and adds another.
I think it may be something also even more important culturally, that in times like this, there's something in some subset of Americans who basically say, now's the time to do it. It's also a time when people see differently in what could be done.
But that optimistic picture is not shared by everyone. Certainly not those recently surveyed by the National Federation of Independent Business. The group's chief economist, William Dunkelberg, says when members were asked, is now a good time to start a new business, only 5% said yes.
It's about as low as it's ever gone in the 35-year history of our survey.
He says those surveyed are looking at high unemployment and low consumer confidence. But Dunkelberg, who's also a professor of economics at Temple University, has a larger concern. He worries that too many big idea entrepreneurs are now looking to federal bureaucrats to get money.
They don't have a great record of being very creative or innovative or ingenious or running businesses very well. So the kinds of people who are going to be managing the money, in my mind, are not the kinds of people who can spot the creativity, that have the imaginations that it takes to say, wow, that could really be something.
And he says, great ideas might be missed. But entrepreneurs are, in general, an optimistic bunch. And historically, at least, they've found a way to get things done. Disney, McDonald's, Microsoft, and Google were all founded in tough economic times. As one expert put it, something magical happens in times like these. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.